It's been less than 3 weeks since President Donald Trump's inauguration, but already his cabinet nominations and executive orders are drawing sharp backlash from critics, especially in New York. But WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli says over in more conservative enclaves like Morris County, New Jersey, those who voted for Trump say he's making good on promises he made on the campaign trail.
It was Monday night, and dozens of New Jersey Republicans were gathering at the Hilton Garden Inn in Rockaway. Most people were casually dressed. The Morris County Young Republicans were hosting, so some of them were wearing suits. The club usually does smaller social events, but this was something special. A governor's forum with two candidates who are vying to replace Governor Chris Christie.
We're very happy you guys are here. This is the first major election since Donald Trump's election, so kind of the game has been changed.
Issues we heard about during the presidential campaign were front and center: health care, immigration, taxes. People were wondering if these local candidates would follow through with President Trump's agenda. Here's Roxbury Township resident Roger Duffy.
Could you define for us and explain your position on sanctuary cities? And if you're elected governor, would you support federal immigration laws?
Duffy voted for Trump. He says he's for tougher immigration restrictions, but doesn't necessarily agree with the ban or the way it was rolled out.
He's been awfully aggressive. I think he needs to slow down a little bit and take a breath. Being a businessman, his word was his word, or it's the highway.
But now things are different.
As President of the United States, he needs to be a little more circumspect and a little more controlled when it comes to making decisions and not, you know, rattling off dozens of executive orders in the first week.
But David Jarvis is happy Trump is taking the country in a new direction so quickly. He's unemployed and is worried he might be priced out of Morris County, where he's lived his entire life.
I am amazed that he's gotten so much done in so little time, that he's actually sticking to what he said he was going to do is amazing to me. The respect and the eye-opening from other countries is amazing to me, that these people, after 8 years of doing whatever they want, now they're saying, hey, this guy might not let us get away with what we've been getting away with.
Jarvis says at one time he supported President Barack Obama, but he says people are still being left behind. Michelle Moriello agrees. She's a special education teacher, and one of her big worries is health care.
For example, my husband and I, we pay over $1,200 a month in medical insurance, and it covers nothing, $75 copays.
It makes her angry at people who come into the country illegally.
I could climb a wall or come hidden in a trunk somewhere and get medical care for free. How is that fair?
She doesn't have it quite right. Hospitals can't refuse health care in an emergency situation, whether someone can pay or not. Meanwhile, younger voters are worried about slightly different things. Justine Brooke Murray is 18, a high school senior, and she's already thinking about job prospects.
I really want to be able to find jobs for myself and people my age and in small businesses that aren't being taxed so much.
She thinks the president will keep jobs in the country, so she voted for Trump. But it hasn't been easy for her to talk about that.
I am an outspoken Republican, but many times I'll just sit at a school table and people will either get up and leave if they're talking about politics, or they'll say, oh, you don't belong here because your views are wrong or they're bad, or being a Republican and voting for Trump, how could you?
Michael Crispy is on the executive board of the Morris County Young Republicans. He's 24 and says most people assume millennials are liberal.
It's a little suppression in the voice of the Trump support, and honestly, the suppression of the voice, you know, that was kind of a campaign theme, and he ended up winning when people didn't think he could win, because I think that silent majority thing really rang true.
Hillary Clinton did win New Jersey, and while the loudest voices in the tri-state area seemed to be anti-Trump, people voted for him across the region. And in places like Morris County, where Trump won, his supporters are excited about what he's accomplished. For WNYC, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli.